Hey, good morning. This is Matt from the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau. Got your outdoor report here for the week of November 27th, as prepared by Steve Suman. The forecast for the next week looks like highs in the low 30s, nighttime lows in the teens or low 20s. So on the whole, we should be slowly making ice, but it's going to be a while before you can walk on it. The DNR has released the preliminary harvest results for the 2023 bear season, which was well below the recent annual average, which was around 4,000 bears. Hunters this year harvested 2,922 bears, the lowest harvest since 2008, a marked decrease from the 4,009 bears that were harvested last year. The decline was statewide, as the bear harvest fell short of all management zone targets. Statewide hunter success dropped to 23%, down from the recent five-year average of 32%. Success rates in individual zones varied from about 60% in Zone A down to about 5% in Zones E and F. According to DNR large carnivore specialist Randy Johnson, almost all of the anecdotal reports he heard from bear hunters mentioned the incredible abundance of acorns and other natural foods in the woods. This was a masked year for acorns around here. This typically results in less effective baits and reduced hunter success. The application deadline for your 2024 bear hunting season license or preference point is December 10th. You have to apply at least once during any three consecutive years to retain accumulated preference points. For more information, you can search bear hunting on the DNR's website. Fall turkey hunters have registered 3,163 turkeys in the state as of November 21st. The fall season in zones 6 and 7 closed November 17th. The fall season in zones 1 through 5 closes on January 7th. As of November 21st, hunter harvest in zones 4, 6, and 7 looks like this. Zone 4, 507 turkeys. Zone 6, 276. And in zone 7, 143 turkeys. Bonus authorizations, which are $10 for residents and $15 for non-residents, are still available in zones 1, 3, and 4. One per person per day until the zone sells out or the season ends. The application deadline for your spring turkey authorization is December 10th. Let's go to the fishing report. Temperatures turned cold. We had down to 4 degrees on Monday night, so this is likely the end of open water fishing reports. Best for anglers to wait for safe ice. Right now, muskie anglers are still fishing. They're having good success on most lakes and are reporting multi-fish days and periods of heavy action. Most of them are fishing suckers, if they can find them, on weed beds, deep weed edges, points, and mid-lake structure. Fish are looking for a big meal right now, so this is the time to use your big baits, live or artificial. Walleyes are shallow. They're feeding on weeds, weed lines, weed edges, humps, and points with deep water nearby. Fish deeper water during the day, but fishing shallower in the evening and into after dark offers the best success. Walleye suckers, small shiners, and fatheads will all tempt the hungry walleyes. Northern pike are on their pre-winter feed in the shallows. They're chasing baitfish, panfish, and small game fish. Look for them in and around shallow weeds, weed lines, weed edges, and in bays. Spinnerbaits, rattlebaits, and jerkbaits can pull in pike, but it's hard to beat live bait, such as northern and walleye suckers and fatheads on jigs or under bobbers. Crappies are either around shallow weeds or in lake basins in depths to more than 30 feet. Shallow fish are flighty. You got to be quiet with them. Crappie minnows and other live bait on jigs or under slip bobbers are catching fish, but other presentations will do the job for ice anglers once that time gets here. Bluegill and perch are in and near shallow weeds and weed lines or main lake cribs, rock, wood, and other structure. waxy spikes, small minnows, plastics, and gulp baits on jigs or plain hooks, fished with or without bobbers, will work well for those anglers who are still willing to give it a go. All right, let's look at some dates. November 18th through January 7th is turkey season in zones 1 through 5. Duck season closed in the north zone on November 21st, so that's all done. The 9-day gun deer season closed on November 26th. We are now in the middle of muzzleloader season, running from November 27th to December 6th. Morning dove season closes November 29th. The DNR is holding a public meeting on Lake Superior Fishery Management November 29th at the Ashland Public Library, 6 p.m. Walleye season closes on the Chippewa Flowage and the Chippewa River downstream to the Arpin Dam on November 30th. The 4-day antlerless only deer hunt runs from December 7th through the 10th. Your application deadline for spring turkey and black bear is December 10th. Elk season reopens in the Clam Lake zone on December 14th and runs through the 22nd. Excuse me. Goose season closes in the northern zone on December 16th. Winter solstice coming up on December 21st. First day of winter, shortest day of the year. Antlerless only holiday hunt in farmland counties runs from December 24th to January 1st. That's not around here. Bobcat hunting and trapping season period 1 closes on Christmas Day, and then period 2 opens the day after Christmas. December 26th is also our next full moon. Muskie season closes December 31st. And on January 7th, all of these seasons will close. Deer, archery, and crossbow, rough grouse, zone A, turkey, zones 1 through 5, pheasant, Hungarian partridge, and fisher trapping, all close January 7th. That's it. You want to know anything else about what's going on, go to haywardlakes.com or haywardareachamber.com and check the calendar of events. The lovely Kitty and I are always updating that thing. If you have a question, call me down at the office. The chamber line is 715-634-8662. And the Hayward Lakes number is 715-634-4801. All righty. I'll see you next week.